madness.
Humanness in his spineless, beyond the surface virtuous being among the mindless. Consequently, he adamantly questioned who designed it. Sign systems arranged to estrange those behind me. Labeled him into a cage, drained his sensitivities until all of them disengaged. Turn the page, then they re-engage with a social face. But the comfort's hollow, it seems to be followed by empty space. The feeling of empty space became angst and anxiety, internally dissolving the trust across the society. Half of them acted like they lost their agency to a lobotomy. The rest displayed blind animosity over time. The being saw the leaders not as leaders but as voyeurs, like a fraternal order of Tom Sawyer's whitewashing. Made them want to proceed with caution, others like them faced death, social stigma or soul squashing. The being awoke to social static and fuzz, and it forced them to reconsider whose world it was. Why it forced them to reconsider whose world it was? Why it forced them to reconsider whose world it was? The being found himself standing at a crossroad. His intentions were focused like an arrow on a crossbow, or a bolt, lightning striking, flashing static in the clouds, ripping through the air, making loud sounds. He thought maybe the mission lies in spreading focus, discipline with love, but his supporters favorite protest and petitioning. So he went along searching for participants until his supporters finally saw that no one was listening. Meanwhile, the sovereign's coffer grew until eventually their profits from the chaos had expanded exponentially. Basic values were corroded by anomie, and relatedness reversed became social kamikaze. The being and the supporters held a forum for the people. Those who felt lobotomized could now stand and speak as equals. He spoke of hope, then opened up the floor for dialogue. Then a sudden explosion sent a shockwave all across the halls. The few that escaped expressed that they were heartbroken, cause the once lobotomized had finally had their eyes open. In the rubble of the forum hall, making smoke pollution, was hiding a crucial artifact to the story's conclusion. A child playing later in the rubble finds its use. A manuscript labeled blueprint for nonviolent revolution. Manuscript labeled blueprint for nonviolent revolution. Cadence, Dabri.